Los Angeles. How can I help you?
Hi, are you the duty agent?
What is this in regards to?
I need to add information to a previous complaint that I filed and also see if you can give me any status on it.
I can take the information that you need to add, but in terms of status, we can't give out statuses in terms of like what exactly is happening.
Okay. Are you even able to tell me if it's been closed? Because if it is, there's no point in giving any more information.
I'm sorry. I can't give out any information in terms of cases or if there even is a case.
Oh, okay. All right. So then
if you don't mind me starting with like your name.
Sure. My name is Adam, ADAM. And my last name is Berkey. It's spelled like Berekey, so Berekei.
Okay.
And I had made a complaint a couple of months ago for deprivation of constitutional rights by public officials acting without authority in California.
Okay. And so what's the updated information?
So the updated information is that on June 22nd, 2020, the U.S. Supreme Court announced its decision in a case called Liu, L-I-U V-S-E-C. And that case defined what the word disgorgement means. So basically what happened was I was fined almost $1 million for allegedly not having a construction license. And I said, wait a minute, this is an excessive fine. You can't fine me without going through the excessive fines protections. And they said, no, it's not, it's disgorgement. Well, disgorgement is not what they did to me, they fined me. So the Supreme Court in this Liu case defined exactly what the word disgorgement means. There's not even a statute in California law that defines what disgorgement is, despite that being like the heart of the issue in the judgment on the case against me.
Okay.
So they define what that is, and that definition clearly evidences that I was fined and not given this civil remedy of disgorgement. Now,
I'm sorry, I'm just off you there really fast. If you don't mind me asking, are you claiming to be the victim in this, or what exactly?
Yes. So I'm claiming to be the victim because this is a policy that, in part, California's been enforcing upon people for at least 30 years, more like 70. And what happens is, let's say that you don't have a construction license, they fine you anywhere, the fine is virtually limited, but let's just say in my case, it's like $1 million. You have no rights. They put you through a criminal trial disguised as a civil trial, so you don't get any of the protections of criminal proceedings. And then they say, oh, it's not a fine, it's not punishment, it's disgorgement. And so they've literally been financially destroying people for over 30 years. They have no authority to do it. And then when you go to complain about it, nobody wants to do anything about it.
I hear you. I think I'm not 100% sure what exactly we can do for you in terms of this. I think what you need is more of a lawyer. I'll take it. I'll know your information in terms of like, the change in the Supreme Court noting the definition, but I think that what you're needing is a lawyer in this.
I understand where you're coming from, but I disagree because I've gone through the whole legal process. The issue is that there are public officials taking money without constitutional authority. I'm not sure why that doesn't. I mean, I called you because on the U.S. Department of Justice's website, it states that for deprivations of constitutional rights pursuant to 18 U.S.C. 241 or 242, call your local FBI office.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay. So my constitutional rights have been violated, and this policy is in California, and no matter what you do within the judicial system or the legislative system to say, hey, wait a minute, something's wrong with this, they don't listen. And it just keeps happening. So where else am I going to go? If I were to bring an attorney right now, so to speak, and file an action in California court, it goes nowhere because they said, this is the decision of the court, it's final, and that's how it is. This is our public policy. So I need to go somewhere outside of California to get help. I have been in touch with my senator and assembly person, and frankly, one of them has been ignoring me and the other one closed my complaint. So where else am I gonna go?
I have your name, I have the update information, and I can note it if there is something in there, but like I said, I can't confirm or deny anything in terms of like the case update or even if there is a case.
So, okay.
That in terms of what I can do for you, that's kind of it at the current moment.
Okay.
But
I would also like to add, whether it does anything or not, that the Judicial Council of California, which is the entity that you could potentially make a complaint to, they have a commission on judicial performance that I believe is underneath them. I don't know that to be fact, but I believe it to be. They have attempted to prosecute someone and used approximately $3 million of the public's money to do this prosecution. Or what I believe to be a prosecution would be more accurately. And so the issue that I'm saying to you is, again, the judicial department is involved in this. And you can't essentially go to them when they're the ones that are perpetrating it. Okay.
I'm kind of already at my limit.
Okay. So, I understand that. That's no problem.
Yeah.
Okay. You do what you got to do, and I did what I got to do, and that's it. It's all good. I appreciate your help. Thank you.
All right.
Have a good day. Okay. You too. Bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was, I believe it was the LA County FBI, but I called 714-939-8699.